Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi! Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Squall is proud to support Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Rightchord Music. Squall connects musicians to social media influencers to get music heard and influencers paid. Now musicians only pay for guaranteed promo. Join for free today at www.squallmusic.co.
Welcome along to episode 287 of Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Rightchord Music. And we start this week's show with Those Fucking Snowflakes from Blackpool, and that was their track Stop Being Dickheads to Each Other. I couldn't think of a better way to start the show. With all the craziness going on in America at the moment, it just seemed a good reminder to everyone that, you know, we are all the same. And let me tell you a bit more about Those Fucking Snowflakes. So, from Blackpool, they have a new EP out on the 19th of June called Straight Wealthy White Male Suffrage, which I think is brilliant. And that follows on from their debut EP, also cheekily named You OK Hun? ? And they've got a new single coming out on the 5th of June called Only Weak Men Fear Strong Women. How true is that? I look forward to seeing the video for that as well. They've been really clever with this. I think they've obviously been restricted in what they can do during lockdown, but they've asked lots of women to record messages which will become the video, or record kind of clips or something. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that comes out like. But it sounds interesting. So that was, a great start to the show, and I say very timely with the George Floyd, let's call it a senseless murder. Moving on. Second track today is from The Brave Faces. It's called Lots of Nights Out. And we played these guys on episode 285 of the podcast, previous single, which was called In the Dark. This is the second of three tracks recorded with Dave Azumi Lynch, whose previous credits include Jake Bug, Magic Numbers, Top Loader, etc. It's also mastered by Pete Mayer, friend of the show, who's previously worked with U2, amongst others. But we really love The Brave Faces, and excited whenever we hear new music coming from them. Definitely a band you could kind of grow to love and really take to your heart, I think. Lots of kind of reference points from people like Interpol and Echo and the Bunnymen and all the bands we really love. So, without further ado, this is The Brave Faces and Lots of Nights Out on Lost on Radio.
Here I am a man, and I've done everything I can to jeopardize my own plan. Over and over again, instead of moving forward, I just dream of going back. Colors getting darker as I put another one back.
should say, actually, I think the podcast today is kind of a podcast of two halves. So the first half started out kind of fairly aggressive and fairly angry. Then the second half is going to kind of be a bit more mellow, a bit more chilled. Hopefully you enjoy, all of it, really. But I think it's always nice to mix up the music. I think I don't like to have something which is always just the same. So you may find some of the music is more to your taste, but hopefully you'll discover something which maybe previously wasn't to your taste, and it just stretches your imagination a little bit as well. Who knows? That's what the show is all about. Last time we recorded the show, we were talking a lot about the Takeover Festival, our online music festival. It's now complete. I've just about caught up on sleep. So let me tell you a bit about it. We had, I think, 49 artists in the end playing live over the Right Call Music Facebook page over 3 days in May. In total, we reached an incredible 1.6 million people, which is absolutely staggering. The videos were viewed, obviously the numbers are still going up, but last time I checked, close to 700,000 times. We had over 1,000 shares, so music was shared, which I think is actually the most gratifying number of all, really, because it means that people are watching it and liking it and sharing it, which is incredible. And it's incredibly difficult to get people to share anything these days on social media. So huge respect to all the artists that took part. Remember, 99% of these guys were unsigned independent artists. And at the start, we set out to give each of those guys an audience of, let's say, 1,000 people was our target. I think in reality, we went up to about 15,500 per artist, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So thank you for everyone for playing, for tuning in, for sharing, supporting. It was a collective effort between ourselves, the guys at Nord of Robbins, who we raised over £4,500 for, and our great supporters at Bose as well, who really stepped up, it must be said. I think if you're ever trying to get a sponsor for an event, you'll know how difficult it is, especially at short notice. But Bose actually came to the party, got the vision of what we were trying to do, and just kind of rolled up their sleeves and got involved. And absolute credit to them for helping promote it and support it. I say we couldn't have achieved half those numbers without their support. So that was a Takeover Festival. I'm going to come back with details soon of our next exciting project, which I'm going to reveal is the Takeover Conference. We don't want to keep that website up without other things happening, so we're organizing a conference. And I don't know about you, but as someone who's been working with unsigned and independent artists for, well, it seems like forever, I've been to millions of these conferences, often as a speaker, sometimes as a guest, as just attendees, and I typically find that the new music conferences are really frustrating, because actually they're not really designed for unsigned artists, right? So they have people from major record labels on the panel talking about their great success and, you know, their millions of streams and millions of CD sales, whatever. And actually, for everyone in the audience, they can't reach that, you know, they can't achieve it. So, I've spoken to a lot of artists at these conferences, and I'm not going to mention the names of the conferences, but I think there's a lot of people left a bit frustrated. So I think what we're going to try and do is design a conference which is specifically for the needs of unsigned artists. So giving them the skills, the tools, the inspiration to actually, plan to promote their career more effectively. So that's what we're going to do. More details will follow. For the meantime, watch this space. If you did miss any of the Takeover Festival, you can watch back all the performances either on the Right Call Music Facebook page or the highlights at the Takeover Festival. .com. Okay, so coming up next, we've got the last of our kind of energetic upbeat tracks, and it's from a band called TV Face, who, to be fair to them, we've kept waiting for a while. We wanted to play this a little while ago and things got in the way, but it's going to be played now. The track is called Oh Death Is Coming. They are from Lancaster in the UK, sort of garage psych punk, brilliant noise. And this is their February single. They've since released a May single, which is called Happy Delusions, which has got a nice image of a toaster on it. If you want to look on Spotify, we may play that in the coming weeks. But for now, this is the February single from TV Face, and it's called Oh Death Is Coming. We'll be right back. absolutely love that. That was TV Phase and Odef is coming, and a real kind of Pixies vibe about that. Just jangly, psyche, rocky guitars. Brilliant. Coming up next, we are going to change pace, as I said a few tracks ago. We're going to play a band, an EP and a single all with the same name. And that name is Dust in the Sunlight. And that's a collaboration between Annie Rue Shaw, who we featured on this blog podcast before, and Billy Wright. And now they met at a Get Cape, Wear Cape Fly gig. I'm not sure if he still uses his full name or he's just now just called Get Cape. But you know who I mean. And they kind of discovered their voices kind of just blended and worked so perfectly together. And also, I guess they kind of, have a shared love of a similar kind of music. The likes of Elliott Smith and Joni Mitchell are definitely referenced in their biography. So they've kind of produced this EP, which I think is absolutely stunning. We've got a feature of it on the blog as well. For now, this is, say, Dust in the Sunlight. Beautiful as that. I think when I was listening to that, it kind of made me think about other male-female duets which we've discovered and loved over the years. And a couple came to mind, actually. One was a track by an artist called Sam Pinkerton, who we featured several times on Right Call Music, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And there's a track called Stay Here between Sam Pinkerton and Judah and the Lion. which you absolutely have to go and listen to on YouTube. If you search Sam Pinkerton, Stay Here, you'll find it. And the other one which kind of popped into my head was Leanne LaHavas and Willie Mason, No Room for Doubt, another beautiful, beautiful song. I'm sure there's others, and please contact me if you've got a favourite male female duet. But I tell you what, that track by Dust in the Sunlight has really, it's certainly raised the bar, isn't it? Really beautiful song. And so definitely check out more of that EP. It's a four-track EP with some absolutely beautiful music on it. Right, coming up next, we head to France, and we don't often go to France for Lost on Radio, so let's hope we can go there more in the future. And we're going to feature a band called Blue Zuki. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The album is called Uncle Joe, and just like the last track, the lead single is also called Uncle Joe. And the album features 10 songs which were recorded in Istanbul last year. And this is a real kind of worldly record, all the music on it is influenced by the lead singer Hugo's travels. He kind of travels around, gets inspiration from talking to local people and listening to their stories and turning their stories into songs, which I think is just a beautiful concept. And this is a wonderful album, so please do listen to all of Uncle Joe, but for now, just the lead single, Uncle Joe.
Give me more, play that thing like you done before.
absolutely marvellous stuff. That was Bluzuki and Uncle Joe. And it makes you just want to travel, doesn't it? I think that's one of the toughest things about being in lockdown is the fact you can't just jump on a plane and go and see somewhere new and explore the world. But hopefully, wherever you're listening in the world, you know, we've brought a little bit of international flavour into your ears. And that's really what this show is all about. Right, we've got time for one more song. Before we play it, I'm just going to say a big thank you to everyone who listens, supports and shares this podcast. If you're listening for the first time, then do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, or tell a friend about it. Equally good. We always want to give these artists the largest possible audience. And say we've got one more track, and it's from a band called In Earnest, and the track is called Put Me Under. And we've been sitting on this for a while because of the Takeover Festival, kind of just took over everything, literally. But delighted to finally get a chance to play it. This is their debut single. They're a UK-based band, and they write songs about their experiences with mental health and the conversation surrounding it. So it's really important we do play this. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's called Put Me Under, and this is In Earnest. Until next time, you've been listening to Lost on Radio from Right Call Music.
Now and then I have a stock take of my mind. Clear my schedule, burn some cash, take in some facts online. I always say I'll start working out and cut down on ice cream. It never is enough to stop me binge watching TV. Everyone says to keep going till you see the light. I might just find a carousel and take a
Listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.